Chess alive.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's a weekend eve.
Weekend eve.
No.
Tomorrow is Friday.
No, Friday is the eve of the weekend.
No, the weekend starts.
It eases
on Friday.
You into the weekend.
The weekend
Let's
starts
agree
on Friday.
To disagree.
The weekend starts on Friday.
No,
I can never agree with
no.
that.
No,
the weekend is a Friday.
No, Friday is not a weekend. You go to work.
It's the weekend.
Come on.
No. Weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Whatever.
Yes.
It's What's Up Lagos with the official noisemakers of the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. We are the only ones who get paid to make noise on this channel. Take it to the bank.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Yes. I'm a bagger vocal. Yes. Say, tell them as it is. Yes. Everything she says is right. Yes.
So, wait, so I leave my house in the morning and I want to come here and do same thing.
You are right.
Well, so I have this crazy one next
exactly.
to me.
Precisely.
Good morning, Observe Lagos. It. Good morning, Lagos. Ignore the person who's making the noise
Ignore.
In the background.
Totally.
Jay, please.
Yeah, sorry.
I beg to differ. Sorry. Take this man away.
Okay, yes, I agree with her. Whatever she's saying. Good morning. Yes, you have a right to be happy. You, yes, you listening to us there. You have a right to be happy. And if you are not happy, don't blame anybody. It's yourself you will blame.
Happiness is free, guys.
Yes, it's a choice
it's
you make.
It's free.
Yes.
So you know what? Be happy. Don't wait for anybody to keep you happy, to make you happy. Don't even just tie your happiness
to anybody. No matter how sad you make your face, Nigeria will not change in 24 hours. It's not changing in 2 seconds. Just be happy in the midst of wherever you
are. Yes, because
Look for joy
I'm
around.
Happy.
Yes, even if I don't believe it, because I'm happy.
Chop your mouth, no, no, the song.
Because I'm happy.
My name is Mary Anna Cook.
My name is Stretch, Stretch. Welcome to the show. We'll be doing this together from now till 12
o'clock.
Noon.
Yes.
We'll take you high, we'll take you low, we'll take you left, we'll take you right.
Enter
we'll
into the Beningin and come out at the end.
We will make you happy, unless your problem is more than our joy.
It will still be your problem. Because if you can't solve it,
we'll come tomorrow and try again.
All right, as usual, we start off the conversation with Sound Off. Now, for those of you who keep wondering, Sound Off is the opener of the show. We get to talk about critical issues, whether it's based on government, the people, society. We sound off on it. We help you say what's on your mind. But then we do not take your thoughts.
Mm-mm.
So let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep it date.
All right, it's exactly 10:15, and this is Sound Off. And to all those who are spreading rumors, saying stuff, I hear it on the street. Everybody say, Lagos State government say, if you park your car inside your house, they'll collect 80,000 naira from you. It's not true. We're about to give you the gist as this. That's what we're sounding off on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a story. Human rights lawyer Femi Falana, SAN, has lambasted Lagos State government over the implementation of the setback parking levy in the state. Falana on Sunday described the policy as illegal and urged the state government to withdraw it without delay. The Lagos State Parking Authority had, in a letter addressed to a food and snack company, stated that it had charged the firm the sum of 290,000 naira for the parking lots. There are three of them outside the business premises. According to the letter, the food company was directed to pay 80,000 naira per annum for the three parking lots. That's 80,000, 80,000, 80,000. Plus, including administrative processing fee of 50,000 naira, which is non-refundable.
Mm.
So, Mr. Femi Falana said, listen, according to the constitution, to have parks where you can collect money is the prerogative of the local government area or the LCDA.
Mm.
You don't just do that. The state government has no power, according to the constitution, to do this. But the manager, he reacted to this.
In a statement, the general manager of the agency, Adebisi Adelabu, described the allegation as reckless and mischievous, adding that the agency was established under the law of the Lagos State Transport Reform Law of 2019 and an act of the State Assembly in 2019 to manage parking activities and change the parking culture of the state by implementing policies that were in line with intentional international parking standards. But the senior advocate of Nigeria, Falana, is saying that Lagos State Parking Authority was illegal as the state government lacked constitutional competence to set up a body for the management of parks under the democratic dispensation. So again, what he's trying to say here is that state government, you're taking the responsibility, Abobi, you're taking on the responsibility of a local government.
Yes.
Abobi, you're lapping.
You're lapping. Calm down.
Please. This is the constitutionally, these are the rights that have been given to local government authorities. Why are you also doing another law to counter something that's already been there constitutionally?
Yeah. Why?
To be a responsibility of the local government.
Why
are you doing this? And why do you tell me, sir, state government, that local governments have relinquished their powers?
We don't want to make money.
What does that even mean?
We're local government. We don't want to make money. We want the state government
so
to take it.
It's not enough that you are taking the monies of local government.
As
you have refused the autonomy of local government.
Yes.
Now you are overlapping.
Yes.
You want to take their own monies again.
Yeah.
How do these local governments deal?
Yeah.
How do they? Because you see, these are governments that the people need the most.
That's government, the closest to the
people. So how do they service these local grassroots
people need?
I mean, because we always have to go to state government. We always
state
call
government.
Mr. Governor, you have
state
not
government.
Done this. Mr. Governor, they have not dug the
state
gutter.
Government.
Mr. Governor, you have not done this.
State government.
When local governments have a duty, it's embarrassing. It's shameful. In 2022, state government, sir.
Sir? Yeah, IGR is not by force. IGR is not gra-gra. Internally generated revenue is not by gra-gra. See, I don't know why you think that the people will be impoverished. I mean, the country is poor, but the people are rich. Do you understand? The country, we know the country is bleeding. The country is in, was still buying diesel at some 800 naira and stuff and stuff.
More
than that. Kerosene is more expensive. The roads
the
are not
man
there.
Cannot
I'm
cook
taking,
again.
But yet, your way of making money is by taxing that poor Nigerian more. So there's a building outside. I'm running an eatery. I have a restaurant and I have a parking space that takes like 6 or 7 or 10 cars. I will pay 80,000 naira per annum. What did I do wrong? Because I established a company in Lagos State. I'm not even asking where the money is going
Cuckoo
to.
Cuckoo kill me.
No, let me cuckoo.
Excuse me, sir. Let me just come and lie down. Cuckoo kill me.
Come and cut
kill
my
me.
Neck. And
kill
let
me. Don't
die.
Worry. If you kill me now, where will you get the money?
The country is poor, but I'm rich.
I'm hiding the money in my
hands.
Come and take it.
Some people cannot use air conditioning again in their offices. Some people now, they can't even, they lap inside bus.
See, we even off every light in the house.
They
I live in one
everything.
Place. And you want to collect all our
and
money. Cuckoo, kill me, agency.
Let us die.
Just
so,
kill me.
So you just quote, internally generated revenue is now 200 billion. How many people are dying every day?
You are squeezing
people.
Our children. You want
you
to squeeze
us
and
die.
Kill us.
No, be happy.
Cuckoo,
with
kill us
die,
because you want to have biggest
IGR.
IGR. What is it?
IGR for the gods.
Well done,
IGR.
Sir. Augusta, you're lapping. Abobi.
Face your business. Think about things to make money. Use your brain.
Excuse me, sir.
Silicon
your job
Valley.
Is to make my life easier. Your job is to make me have a very conducive environment.
Yes, that's your job.
To enjoy myself.
Yes.
To do business and be happy to pay taxes to you, sir.
Yes.
But if you keep just, you know,
you just sit down.
Squeezing
me
and squeezing me.
That man snores too loud. Taxation.
When we're leaving, you say we're jackpying too much.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. Where is the enabling environment?
Yes. Why won't I jackpa? People wanted to go to what's the name of this one fighting with Russia, Jerry?
Ukraine.
Ukraine. People were opting to go to Ukraine to go and fight.
Yes.
They went to the embassy and are telling me, tax me for car park, tax me for eating bole, task me for sleeping.
Yes, so task me for waking up. Shop. I say, let me just sit in one corner and do my call. You carry everything and scatter it.
And scatter it.
You want tax?
Tax.
Cuckoo killers.
Mm, tax master.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well done, sir.
That was
sound off. Mm-hmm. Mm. So what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're about to get into conversations. Yes, more.
And this is a disclaimer. That sound of you heard, we were not here.
It's not us.
It's not us.
Do you hear our voice?
Yes,
it's not me.
Here.
Excuse me, sir.
We are misquoted.
I'm not around.
In advance.
Yes, we beg to differ on that sound off.
Yes, so go on.
Yes, in the meantime, we're going to be talking about parents. You know how girls, when they're born, they say they're daddy's girls. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, girls have like an obsession with their dad. Mm-hmm. I know this for a fact.
Okay.
And so are the boys with their moms. But then sometimes it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite parent? We're going to be talking about that today. Let's just love on our parents today and just, it's going to be emotional for me.
Who's your favorite?
Yes, so, we have our information commissioner. Yeah, she's Info Girl, baby.
Info Girl.
Oh,
Info Girl.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hi, Info
crying.
Girl. How are you?
Hi, Lagos. How far, Lagos?
She's acting like she's giving out
celebrity.
I get that
here.
All the time.
All
I get that all the time. Walking on the street. Oh, like, Info Girl. I'm like, what? You know
oh,
me?
My God. She's such
y'all know me up in here.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby.
All right, so what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
10:32 on the clock, and we're talking about mamas and papas right now.
Yeah.
Your mom, your dad. Your mom, your dad. One on the right, one on the left. Yeah.
Why does it sound like you're insulting somebody? Your mom, your dad.
You see, I mind. I wouldn't even say your mom. Say your mama.
Your mama.
All right, so let's do
Yo, who?
Yo mama.
Mama.
All right, so let's go ahead and do this. Listen up. Let's know, yeah? If it changed, if it was mommy before, now it's daddy, let us know. If it was mommy and it's stuck to mommy, let's know. If it's daddy and it's still daddy or not zaddy. Daddy, just daddy, all right?
For clarity purposes only.
Let it be clear, I said daddy, all right?
No, but sincerely, what's the bond that you have with your parents? We all say that we love our parents, but there's always that special parent. For me, it's my dad. I love my mom. My mom is like my guy. Like, she's like...
I love that.
So my mom and I are like carbon copy, like copy and paste in everything. Literally everything. Mm. Attitude-wise, looks, everything.
Oh, she works in Nigerian film.
Oh, you crazy. Well, she worked in NTA back in the day. But my mom, I look like my mom. You know, we have like the same temperaments, et cetera, et cetera. But I love my dad. And I can see why she married him.
Yeah. So you would marry your dad if I had a choice?
No, not you.
No, like if it weren't you, he weren't your dad.
So I'm kind of attracted to men that are like my dad.
Okay, I'll study him. All right, so let's go on. Let's get to it. Let's find out.
You're too old for me.
Your dad is older than I am.
Yeah, but you're too old for me.
Your dad is older than I am.
Have you seen my dad? He looks like you. Like, he's like your mate.
Your dad looks like me.
He's like your mate.
Yeah, do you know
But he's old, way older.
You don't know how old your dad is then.
He's very old, but you see, you can't tell how old he is. That's what I'm saying. He's got great jeans, baby.
Great jeans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're too old for me.
No, Ankara. Jeans. Okay, let's get.
Okay, let's talk about our parents. Mm. It's not about us. Me and Stretch, we fight too much.
It's you. Yeah, I'm a gentle person.
You like to fight me.
Yes, I do. All right, so let's get straight to it. You tell us what she looks at me like.
0700-993-993-993. I shall not be taking 0700-993-993-993. Who's your favorite parent and why? Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos. Hey.
Koboko,
what did you do with your voice? What's up, Lagos?
Anonymous first caller. Anonymous.
Okay, anonymous. We don't know it's Koboko.
Anonymous first caller.
We don't know. Oh, yeah. Good. Happy new month.
Now, my mama, I like fast.
Why?
My mama is there for me.
Hmm.
I was like a shield.
Hmm.
She gave me all I wanted.
Hmm.
But unfortunately, the nature call going to come.
Yeah.
21st of January 1999.
Oh.
They are using taxes to kill common POS business. You will pay for landlord. You pay for.
He has moved from mama to POS.
All right, join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. We're talking about parents. We're loving on our parents today. Mm-hmm. It's Throwback Thursday, and that's why I started the show with that beautiful Peace Quest song. So let's throw back to growing up. Even now, Who's your favorite parent? And has it changed over time? Because, you know, you could have been like daddy's girl and then over time, you now became your mom's mommy. Best friend, you know? So again, for the guys, it's not, there's nothing wrong if your mommy's boy. It's wrong when it starts affecting the relationship.
Let us speak up. You're always
dread. Dread. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's your name?
Stretch to life.
What's your name?
Hello. My name is Patrick.
Honey, you sound like you're far away from your phone. Can you get closer? Oh dear. I'm so sorry. Can you call us back because we cannot hear you?
Sorry.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Paul. They call me Paul the Savages.
Okay,
Paul.
And this is my first time ever.
Hey,
my time
color.
So please permit me to once again say, what's up, Lagos?
That is the spirit, brother. Go ahead.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm so excited to be on the show today.
I know.
And I really love my mom.
Okay.
And because of the way I grew up to see how my mom is being treated by my father.
Okay.
So I always constantly celebrate in my heart and in my life. I still alive.
Okay.
Also now, and I celebrate all the women in my life, actually, including the beautiful lady in the studio.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Are you a woman?
I'm thanking him for you now. Thank you, Paul.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
This is Jonah speaking, Mr. Stretch.
Jonah,
where is the fish? Have you left the belly of the fish?
He's still there.
Oh, my brother, I don't drink the pepper soup on top of the fish.
Jonah, welcome
to
the show.
Happy New Month to Lagos!
Happy New Month.
Yeah, this is my month, yeah?
Yes, oh, really? Jonah, I'm going to carry.
This is my month. Mark it down, 28th September is the day.
28th September, all roads lead to Third Mainland Bridge.
28th September, everywhere.
Third Mainland Bridge, we will block
everywhere.
It.
Everywhere, Jonah, on the sea, 28th September.
We go to the bridge because that's where the water is.
Jonah, that's where we will celebrate.
No, Allah, thank you so much. I don't want to let you people know. All my right. Day is 28th September.
Okay, Jonah.
All right, Jonah in the belly of the fish. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling?
First time caller. All right, what's your name?
My name is Toyin,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Oh, yeah, Toyin. How old are you, Toyin?
40 years.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're just 2 years older than I am. All right, so tell me, who do you prefer, mommy or daddy?
Mommy.
Why?
Why?
She cares for us.
So your daddy is careless.
Daddy does not care for you.
Your daddy is careless, Abby.
He
cares
for me, but my mommy
cares
for
them. Your father will give your mommy money to give you.
Giving money is not caring.
It's not caring.
Yes, it's support.
Tony, I will tell your daddy here.
Daddy knows already. He's laughing. He knows that daddy knows.
Daddy does not know.
Daddy knows that.
Daddy does not know.
His own is to be support.
Oh, so, Omoyi, ti bam fu mommy elowo ko fun e, and you are going to the radio station to say that it's your mommy you love.
Yes, but okay. He loves. You see, the boys have a thing for their mother.
Your pocket money is gone.
That's such a threat. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Cheers to life.
This is Madam Ify.
Madam Ify, Kekwano.
Happy New Month.
Same to you.
This month is our month.
Amen.
My month is September 24th.
24th September.
Why are we celebrating it?
Unfortunately, it's a wedding from one of my daughters.
We will be there to reception.
I will be the flower guest.
Mm-hmm. We'll go do wedding, we'll go do birthday.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the man that said in September 28th, I wish you happy birthday in advance. So
September
children are beautiful. Loving, playful.
Okay. All right. Thank
my
you.
My papa don't die since, so nothing to. I love my dad when he was alive. Was my best friend.
All right. Thank you,
Madam Ify. You see the trajectory.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Turn down the volume of the radio set or work away from it. Hello. Oops. Sorry about that.
And that's what happens when you don't turn off your radio. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Happy New Month,
Lagos.
Happy New Month to you. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Patrick.
Patrick.
Calling from Mowe.
Patrick Esquire. You were in the choir, right? That was awesome. All right, Patrick, who do you prefer, mommy or daddy?
My mommy.
Why?
My mommy is everything.
See how he's
my mommy is everything.
Oh, man, my mommy.
I love my mommy.
Okay, she's everything. Yeah.
Patrick, can we say that you're a mommy's boy?
You can say that over and over again.
Hi. Patrick, are you married?
Your girlfriend is this.
I wanted to interview you for visa.
All right, we got messages coming in on WhatsApp, so we'll quickly take them.
All right, let's do this. This one says, what's up, Lagos? I was so attached to my mom, but she left us when I was just 12. She died so young. This is Alex from Okota. Alex, sorry to hear that. You'll be fine.
My heart goes out to you.
What's up, Lagos? Happy New Month to you, Sister Mary. And stretch. For me, it's dad.
Mary Charles.
Mary Clarence Peters. He is a very caring father. But unfortunately, he's late now. Sorry about that.
On that eh?
All right, this one says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? My wife's birthday is on the 16th, while my daughter's birthday is on the 19th of the month. We will remember that. Happy birthday in advance to them from Suleiman to Obadi. Okay, don't turn it into a birthday show. What's up, Lagos? My mother was a strong woman. I can't forget how she used to put gari and kuli in my pocket, and she would give me 2 10 naira notes to buy rice and stew at school. I lost her January 4th, 2011. My mother, before she died, my mother, before I was born till she died, was crippled. Wow. She was an inspiration to me. So today, my wife and kids are my full responsibility. Gladly, I'm doing well today by God's grace, the son of a laughing crippled woman. Whoa.
Wow.
That's so touching.
Wow. Great story.
Yeah.
All right.
This one says, when I was much younger, I loved my mom more. But now that I'm older, I love them equally. There, your name is Iria Francis. Father's struggles are not easy. Easily seen or noticed. That's one thing I've come to realize. And secondly, some modern mothers get the love of their children wrongly by advertising the shortcomings of their fathers. I love my parents equally, he says. Good morning, guys. What's up, Lagos? For me, I love my mom more, though she's late now. Please, you guys forgot to announce the winner of Treasure Hunt Monday. We said it now.
We did now.
Please don't forget.
We said Monday.
Monday one on Monday. Obaino from Obaino, I hope you heard that. What's up, Lagos? My name is Ephraim from ET. For me, my father is my best among my parents. My reasons are because my dad, one, sacrifices everything, including the little things that he could have enjoyed to see that we have good life. I love my dad because he is the best philosopher of my mom. Daddy gave me everything without making any noise, but the moment our mom gives us the little she can afford, she'll make it look like our dad doesn't love us, which on my side I see as greed. Okay. All right. We got that one. Thank you for sharing. 10:45 on the clock right here. And this is What's Up, Lagos. And we're asking, which of the parents do you actually prefer? If you could lean to one,
Who would you lean to? Did it change? Is it still the same? Do you love mama more than dada? Tell us. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Or if you are female, the ones I say will never call. Call on 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. On the phone lines right now, let's find out who is calling us.
All right, let's go. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? He's making us cry.
Well,
so what's your name?
My name is Francis, calling from Lagos, Lagos.
Francis, please turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio,
thank
please.
Thank you.
Okay, let me do this.
Good.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Francis.
Yeah. To me, I would say it 10 times and 10 times. My father is late,
yeah,
but he remains my hero.
Favorite. Wow. Oh.
I remain my hero.
Okay.
When they were doing his burial, I uttered a word. I said I wish to live the kind of life he lived.
Whoa.
But stood up and said, I should pray to live more than the one he lived. Mm. I said, I am even praying to live and half, not even. Because he's a mentor, he's a hero.
Aww.
He's everything. My mother is still alive. Not that I don't love him, but
yeah,
I would say it categorically is my father.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
For
we appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's
this
up?
Is Jonah speaking again.
Jonah, wait. Let other people call. Jonah. So
the person that I love the more.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
While listening.
Apart from
it's
the fish.
My dada. It's my dada. My daddy. Oh my God.
Okay.
When I was small, like 12, 13. My dad always carried me on neck when we are going to farm, you know. But unfortunately, my dad left 2002.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much,
May
Jonah.
So
sorry about
us,
your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there? What's your name?
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
I'm calling from Owochukwu.
All right. Please give us the key, the password. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Guinea. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Sonic. I'm calling from
Owochukwu
here.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait. So this is my name is Stretch, and this is What's Up Lagos. When you call this show,
I'm first time caller.
That's why I'm giving you the manual.
Why giving induction?
The manual is this. Once you call, the first thing you do is say, like you're happy. What's up, Lagos? I know you can do that now. You can.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's do that. 1, 2, 3, go.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lay?
Uh-huh.
You see it now? Uh-huh.
You have come.
That's good. That's good.
That's the rhythm. Yeah. Oh yeah, so tell us, who is your favorite, mom or mpa?
No. But the both parents are unique.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They can't do without your father, they can't do without your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yes.
So, as far as I'm concerned, I love the milk worry.
Okay.
Actually, I love my father so early.
You love your father more equally?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, I cannot say maybe my mother, I love my mother most than my father, no.
Okay.
I love both of them.
Equally.
Okay.
Because.
All right. They are
thank
equal.
You very much for calling. First time caller. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Is someone there?
We lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Yeah,
good morning.
Stretch to life.
What's your name?
My name is Geneviève.
Your name is what?
What?
Geneviève.
Okay, Geneviève.
Where are you calling from?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alakere, Lagos.
Okay, anybody that sounds this beautiful has to answer your question. What's your blood group?
What is this?
Oh, okay, my blood.
What's
don't
blood
answer group? Him. Don't
what's
answer him.
Your blood
don't
group?
Answer him.
Okay, so who do I listen to?
Listen to me. Listen to me, good girl. Who do you prefer more, mommy or daddy?
My mom. My mom, definitely.
Nice. Okay.
Any day, anytime.
Well, why? Mom. Why? Why?
Well, because growing up, my dad was too strict on us.
Mm.
And so I was scared of him. So it's now that I'm an adult, you know, I'm trying to get close to him, but it's just not like, it's not real. I take it sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not with my dad because my mom is just natural. My mom is my friend. Yeah. I talk to her about anything and everything.
Yeah,
so it's my mom.
We will talk to your dad together.
I feel like, you know, because our dads, at the time when we were growing up, dads used to be like the strong figure, the bad cop most times. So, you know, mothers would say, let your father come back.
They make it worse, you know. Yeah. I know my mom will conk me, beat me 2, 3, 4 times and say, I won't touch it till your father comes back. You have touched me.
Mommy, you're beating me 2 times already.
You're telling me that you won't touch me. If you touch me,
if I slap you, but she slapped you. If I slap you there,
But
you are beating me now, mommy. You are beating me.
But really, the dads are the ones that take
they
the fall.
Bad cup, but my dad never hit
us. But some people overdo it. Some fathers overdo it. They don't smile when they come back.
Yeah, they're like the military emperor.
Yeah, which is not. You can be nice and be a disciplinarian also.
Mine was just quiet. He just hardly did anything. He was not the bad cop, but he was also the quiet cop that you were.
But was he?
You were unsure what he was going to do.
Was he a cop?
Well, he was. So okay. I mean, but half the time he never really hit us. He just gave you that look. That look. We go make you think about your life.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
I think Jack Diamond. I'm calling from Victoria.
Black Diamond.
Black Diamond. How are you doing now?
Happy New Month to you guys.
Same to you, my brother.
Same to you.
If I happen to choose anyone, I think I would go for my mom.
Why?
Because you like.
Because the level of intimacy I had with my mom was far better than my dad.
Okay.
You know, sometimes like the way we communicate. You know, it's,
she gets you. It's just, she knows.
Yeah,
she gets
it's just better
you.
Than the way I communicate with my dad. So you know, sometimes my dad would tell me, "Hey, do this thing, do that thing, or I'll beat you, I will slap you." So all those kind of things, I would make me the honor for my dad. I just go straight to my mom. We discuss, you know. Things like that. So I'll prefer my mom so than my dad.
All right, Black Diamond.
Thanks, Black Diamond. We're almost out of time, but let's read some messages before we go for a break.
Messages, maybe one. All right, talking about parents and Mimi and Stretch, I am not ashamed to tell you that my parents were the worst parents in the world. Imagine a father that will lock you up in a room, use the head of a belt to beat you till blood shows up,
and the skin
is full with marks because of some little mistake like playing with the neighbor's children, spreading clothes and rain beat them, cooking food and he gets burnt. He burnt all my clothes twice for just being upset. And guess what? My 5 younger ones were pampered all through. Were you adopted? I ended up running away from the last beating that got my head and my whole body bleeding. I can never treat my children like this. It is so disheartening and inhumane. He goes further, but one thing is that I'm madly talented and I'm always happy. That what he says, your name is anonymous. Thank you for keeping it that way.
Anonymous.
But I'm glad you used that for something good in your life.
Yes. We got to go for the break. When we come back on the other side, we'll be talking. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 2 minutes gone past 11 o'clock hour. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And it's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anna Cohn.
And I'm Stretch right here this beautiful morning, 11:03 on the clock.
It's the first day in September, and we're talking about why ex-governors retire to the Senate. Stretch.
Why is it such a lucrative? Why is it the most executive retirement home? Why would you remove a senator because you are about to become one, because you're governor? Why is it such a place that you find almost all the ex-governors lurking?
Well, our guest joining us this morning is going to do justice to that conversation. Our guest is Liboras Oshoma. He's the head attorney, Liboras Oshoma Chambers. Of course, many of us have listened to Liboras on the show, on this station many times, giving us very interesting assessments of issues. Uncle Libor, it's good to have you join us in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning. Marianne, good morning.
It's good to have you join
him uncle.
He's my uncle.
He is liberal, so strong. Please leave him alone. Young like that. Yeah?
So
let me first and foremost say good morning, Lagos.
Lagos. See, no. Yeah. So we have a tradition.
No, but you know,
on WhatsApp, no, you will try. You will give us big man shouts. We like the big man shouts. So
yeah, you know what's up. You know what's up.
No, you have to give us. You have to give us what. No.
What's up, Lagos?
All right.
This big man shouting was old Lagos. But let's get into the conversation this morning. It's interesting that conversations like this have been had over and over again. Mm. We hear people complain, especially now where it looks like the electoral.
Are people complaining?
That's a good angle to come from.
Liberal, she's doing intro.
Okay.
We know you're ready. Let her finish.
We see a lot of people complain, you know, murmur, but then no actions are being taken. We've also seen that the Electoral Act seems to be, you know, let's use the Port Harcourt slang, they're lapping. We see that they're now placeholders. You see people buying two tickets. Yeah. So somebody buys a governorship ticket, buys a senatorial ticket, buys a presidential ticket, buys a senatorial ticket. We've seen it in the case of Akpabio. We've seen it in the case of the Senate president. We've seen it in the case of Governor Ben Ayade of Cross River State. We've seen these issues arise. And then at the end of the day, the Senate is the fallback plan. So I'll start with asking this question. Why is the Senate so comely for ex-governors or intending senators?
It is, politics is a big time occupation now in Nigeria. That is why Senate seems to be like a fallback plan. You know, after, unlike the Senate, you can't be a governor for more than 8 years maximum.
Yeah.
But for the Senate, you can be there ad infinitum.
Hmm.
So, and then being a governor, you wouldn't want to go a step lower than being a senator.
Hmm.
So instead of going to the House of Reps, the other place that can accommodate you is Senate. You know, everybody can become a president.
Hmm.
So that's why the Senate seems very attractive. Because here, once you are out of power, you become irrelevant. Once you're out of power in Nigerian politics, you become very irrelevant. You're like Ruben Abati once said, your phone will no longer ring. like Oshomole's house, the mecca kind of visitors you used to receive will no longer be there. The largesse. And then your hangers on, those... you know, when you go to your constituency or senatorial zone, those visitors that used to hang around you will no longer be there. You become so irrelevant, like problem itself. So that's why, for you to remain relevant, you still want to hang on to one political office. And the only political office that seems that is remaining for a governor to hang on to, apart from being a president, is the Senate.
The Senate.
And because once you're out of there, just give them 3-4 years. Even the money that they made as governors, you know, will just vanish into thin air. Because 1 year outside of office, they still live the lifestyle that they are used to as governor. Worst case, you become an errand boy to, you know, an existing governor. So a lot of them would not want to be errand boys.
Mm.
You know, jump around. You saw Fayose, you know, and Wike. You know, it's almost like it's ADC now. You know, so you don't want to play that role. So you try as much as you can to squeeze yourself in, and so that the existing structure will still recognize you. Mind you, if you are no more, even if you impose a candidate as a governor, the moment you are no more relevant, even to see that governor that you impose will become a problem for you. So that's why they always consistently want to be relevant. And I ask you the question, is anybody complaining? Because at the end of the day, you will hear somebody is holding a place or somebody held places for them, even though the Electoral Act forbids you collecting two nomination forms. But somebody held that place. And they'll say, oh, I'm able governor. Oh, His Excellency, you are the best thing.
What are the percentage
happened.
Of people? What's the percentage of people who are praise singing those kinds of people? For example, the governor of my state.
The percentage of the people that is high because if they are not voted into office, they won't get there. Because the same people that will complain would go back on election, they will tell you, I don't want to waste my vote. It's the ruling party in the state. It. So, and then they just queue behind him. And then, mind you, at that point, the man still has a lot of money to share. So that's why I say nobody's complaining. And then there's a lot of largesse to be distributed. Mm-hmm. As at the last count, you had about 22 former governors in the Senate out of 109. And then you still have so many that are retiring
more,
here now.
More.
So it will get to a point. And then let me also tell you that the office of governor, former governor in Nigeria, is they've come to play a very key role in the politics.
They're
today.
Like cabals
if
in political parties.
If you are not a governor, a former governor now, you can't aspire to hold any higher office. Look at the APC and the PDP.
Mm-hmm.
You have Atiku, who was a former vice president, was a former governor also. You have Okowa, who was the current governor of Delta State. You had, even in 1999, Peter Obi was a former governor.
Mm-hmm.
Bola Ahmed Tinubu was a former governor. Shettima, a former governor, a former senator. Tinubu, a former senator, a former governor. So it's a class.
Mm.
And so if you are not in that class, you won't be able to aspire. And so do you think if Shettima, for example, was not a current senator,
He would be
nominated. He probably would have been so irrelevant today.
Mm. Okay. Let me take it from this angle. You know this. Let me just ask, why is the position of a senator so lucrative? Why is it comparable to that of a governor?
I would mention names. Opeyemi Bamidele, as a former House of Rep member, you know, fell out with his then political party, moved to Labour, wanted to become governor under Labour Party then in Ekiti.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And things didn't move well. He came back to his godfather, and then he was given a senatorial seat, promised that if he gets there, he was going to expose how much they earn.
Mm-hmm.
But he got there, and then the bug of that conspiracy of silence
kept
him
quiet.
Just beat him, and then he kept quiet. So there are a lot of under the table. Their job is to make law, oversight, and appropriation.
Mm.
But because there's so much hunger in the land, they keep you poor. They weaponize hunger, poverty, to be relevant. And so because there's so much hunger, you see people now look up to Senate lawmakers. Ah, what have you done? So there's so much money in constituency project. There's so much money in performing oversight. I had a friend who was a vice chairman at the local government level. He said he wrote a petition to the House of Assembly Committee on Local Government at Chieftaincy Affair, complaining about his local government chairman. They came for oversight. As soon as they got to the local government, the first thing they said, he's still alive today. He was a local government chairman, vice chairman in somewhere in Imo State. We call him Ezeocha, Bright Ezeocha.
Mm-hmm.
He said that as soon as the committee came, the first thing they told the chairman, as we are seeing you now, 2 million insider boots. That is the oversight. There was a time in this country where to screen ministerial nominees, you will settle. There are still some states today in Nigeria where once a governor appoints commissioners to pass through screening, you must settle
in the House of Assembly.
House of Assembly.
It's called lobbying.
Is that that's not
a nice that's word? No, we don't have lobbying in Nigeria, but they paint it that way.
You remember was this former House of Rep Committee Chairman on Appropriation when he fell out with Yakubu Dogara? By Abdul Jubri Mumuni. He said that the budget was padded.
Oh, yes.
Added, you know, some funds to some of the project. And it happens during oversight. So, look, this is your budget. We added something, so you have to remove for us.
Oversight is a thing.
Oversight, it's oversight.
How constitutional
really,
is it? Because these are lawmakers. These are lawmakers.
I'm not in my bedroom where nobody's listening to
me. I understand.
And I challenge them. They know.
Okay.
So you see, these are not constitutional. But the law, the court has said that the National Assembly, it's not the responsibility of the National Assembly, is not their duty is not just to receive the budget, look at it, and send back. They can add or subtract.
Mm.
But in adding and subtracting, They now what? That's how we now got to the era of padding. So
padding.
They pad. You overpad in some cases, and at the end of the day, some of these projects do not see the light of the day, and then funds have been utilized. And in some cases, you hear anytime when you read some of their interviews. Oh, I attracted this. Oh, my, I built ICT center as constituency project in my community. You know, and all of those things. You now begin to ask. Ordinarily, this ought not to be the job of the lawmaker. The lawmaker's job is to ensure that the laws are passed, the budget appropriation is implemented, and that's why you oversight ministries.
Yeah.
Oh yes, we passed the budget, because in other societies, once money is budgeted, it is deemed appropriated.
Okay.
Once they say by June, this road would a road construction will start from Ikorabasi, for example, to Uyo. By March, the drawings will be ready.
Mm-hmm.
By May, funds will be released and immediately job will commence. But here, money is budgeted. You will lobby for it to be appropriated. And then once it's appropriated, the people that padded it would get their own in the process of oversighting. We've even seen in this country where people bribe for their budget to be added. Yes, Fabian Osuji was Minister for Education. He went to bribe senators to ensure that his budget was passed. You know, so that's the lucrative attraction that drives people. So forget all this. Oh, I want to go there to make laws for the good of the people. You can make law, or you can even be good to your people
without being
a senator.
As a governor, governors that have failed woefully. Look at your governor, Ben Ayade, for example, Olympotic Merismetis governor, wants to be senator.
He cried.
Abobi, we'll call him Abobi. You know, he wants to be senator. He will tell you that because of some.
He used to be a senator, actually.
Yes. Now
I wonder why he's going back.
Professor Ben Ayade, professor.
Professor, I wonder where. I don't even know where he got his own professor from. I'm just saying. This is me.
Liberals.
My opinion, that of the radio station.
He said he doesn't.
I don't know. Let Ayade tell
us. We'll do investigative journalism. We have to find out.
So just like my friend Chris Wokobia, I don't know where they got their professor from. I don't know where he got his own professor from. You know, people like banding titles. Senator, professor, you know.
Might just have been a pet name that he grew up with.
I ask, what's distinguished about some of these behaviors? But the solution to all of this is, like you're saying, the Electoral Act. If the people, like the uprising you see now, everybody's becoming aware, and I hope that this awareness, you know, will breed truly a new Nigeria.
But
people, at the end of the day, people will truly participate in the process and separate the shaft from the wheat.
Yes.
That's the only way that parties will feed credible candidate. If we continue to look at parties and say, this one gets structure, this one is the ruling party, this one is not the ruling party, and so whoever they feed would vote for them, they will continue to feed irrelevant people, and primaries would just be anything. You know, anything.
Whatever
goes.
They throw up
but
is
quickly,
what
look
we'll
at,
take.
Recently, there was this fight about Section 8412. Of the Electoral Act. Do you know why there was so much hullabaloo? Because unlike before, once you are a government appointee, you become a statutory delegate at the primaries. So a governor would have, like Ayade, every day is appointing SA to SA.
He has about 5,000 of them so far.
So before now, before the introduction of Section 8412, all of these 5,000 persons at the party primaries becomes delegates. So a governor that is standing for an election in a political party already has 5,000 SAs. How are you going to defeat him? So that's how they became emperor.
So there's no quota.
There's no more statutory delegate. That is why because the lawmakers felt we can't consistently be at the service and the mercy. You want to come back as a senator, you want to come back as a House of Rep member, you have to go and kowtow to the whims and caprices of your governor. No, we can no longer allow that. all of this issue of statutory delegates should completely be jettisoned. The governor started crying, no, the president must not sign it, because that gave them an advantage. Mm-hmm. So once now the Electoral Act has been amended, yet they still control the delegate, though,
yeah, somewhat,
but to a very minimal extent, because money actually controls delegates in Nigeria. So but it now beholds on the rest of us to say, look, on the day of election, if they like, the PVC made the collector for Moon, we'll go and collect it. And on the day of election, we would ensure that we use the PVC. Because it is not registration that is a problem. Mm-hmm. I volunteer to distribute PVCs for INEC, and I know that the hurdle to collect PVC is worse than registering. Because when you register the polling units.
And you wait for...
But on the day of collection, INEC will tell you they do not have enough manpower. And so, for the whole local government, you just have 2 collection points.
Okay.
It's okay, let's distribute for this local government. We'll have one at the local government office, the other one at, one primary school. Every day you see people will troop in there. Manpower is not enough to distribute. You search for some. So by the time you keep coming for 1 week, you get frustrated.
Yeah, you just and then you say,
I beg. That's why Lagos State, INEC in Lagos will tell you we have more than 1.something million PVCs uncollected. And after some time, some of these PVCs are found somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to know this if we truly want to bet a new system.
Let me take you back on some of the things that you mentioned. You talked about parties and structures that we have all over the years, we have now bought into that idea. Yeah. But again, how do we break that cycle? Because it's not enough, like you said, to get our PVCs. How much information is out there in the civic space for people to understand that if you're voting for good character, you're voting for a person who has had some good antecedents, it does not matter what political party they're fielded in. I hear people saying, this person is good, but he's not in the right party. So what makes a candidate good and what makes the party right?
You see, the people, we say we are looking for, want to build strong institution. But when confronted with strong institution, we opt for strong human beings. We, the people, the voters. We'll rather create a strong superhuman who will be stronger than the party than create a strong party. Have you ever attempted to observe a political party meeting at any level? Go and see the kind of people there. The kind of people that are taking decisions for you
on our behalf.
Do you know, people don't understand that the worst form of hypocrisy is when you refuse to participate in leadership selection in a country. Let me tell you, you can't operate as a radio station except government says take the license.
Yeah.
True.
You are not even a human being except government says you are a human being.
With the form of identity.
Yes, government must give you identity. Government must recognize the fact that you were born. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Government will recognize you are not educated except this. No matter how you speak good English, they will just say, oh, that man doesn't have certificates. It is people that issues the certificate. And the people that are going to sit down to superintend and make these laws and decide whether this certificate will be issued to you and decide whether you live or not, you say, no, concern me. That's my small business. Let me just be bothered about it. Nigerian matter, don't tire me. But you forget that if it tire you, if you have irresponsible people there, if you have plank loaders and truck drivers in that place, they would nominate their likes. And at the end of the day, education would be so useless to them that nobody would take you serious. I remember when Lucky Benedio was governor of Edo State, and I was at the park going to Benin, and I met one of those boys you would call area boys, and he told me, you know, we're discussing something, and I was arguing with him. He said, I gotta go sit down, this is not English, when they speak. No, but now we the rule at those states now. No, but Bobby, so they collect control everywhere. You know? And it is true.
Yeah.
So it is the same thing, no matter how much you complain about some of the MCO Luomors and the rest. These people also understand the importance of education. That is why their children are going to the best schools. No matter how you complain, if you do not participate in the process, they are consistently going to take decisions for you. So that's why it is not enough to just say, okay, how many people now were shouting labor, Obi? How many people have said, okay, apart from just collecting PVC, let's even go register to join the party. So that tomorrow, even at the local government level, local government elections, House of Assembly elections, we'll be able to influence the people that will represent us, you know, in these places. If you're not a member of the party, on the day, even if your candidate wins the presidency, on the day of election for House of Assembly members, local government, it is members of the party that will nominate people that will go there. And not the president. It won't come down. So it is members of the party. It is delegates from the party. So if you have just one man at the top, and we now leave, you know, the base for all comers.
Going back to
We're going to replicate the same thing.
Okay, sorry. Let me just ask this now. People are not happy with the system.
Yeah.
People have seen politics as a dirty game, in quotes. People have seen it as something that they shouldn't touch, but they are seeing the legislative things being the decisions being made by these people. Now, at this point, you talked about Electoral Act and all, and how the Senate and House of Reps are who they are and what they are. They will not change the laws because the laws are favorable to them.
Yeah.
What do we do as a people?
Yeah, you're quickly. You see, politics is not dirty. It is the people that plays politics that are dirty.
Mm.
If you allow dirty people to occupy a clean room,
the room becomes
dirty.
Serious body odor.
Exactly.
Mm.
So, and that's why. And then they tell you politics is dirty. It's not for good people like you.
Mm.
But meanwhile, they are in it.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you that to keep you away from it. Oh, it's dirty. Don't join. You are too clean. So that they will consistently be relevant in the system. And then secondly, these people when this section 8412, when in the heat of that fight, I said, this is good for us. When two elephants quarrel, they said the ground suffers, but when these two elephants are quarreling, it is the ground that will benefit.
We have to go for a quick break. We'll be right back. What I love the most about conversations like this is the conversation that we do not have on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's super heated. But our guest is Libora Sashoma, and of course we're talking about why ex-governors or former governors have chosen the Senate as their retirement home of sorts. And of course he's been unearthing some very interesting things, and of course the conversation is still continuing. But you can be part of the conversation. Follow us on Twitter, and of course use the hashtag WhatsAppLagos. Share your thoughts. If you have questions for our guest, the phone lines will be open in a bit. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. And of course if you're a lady, call 01465 7190. I'll take that again, 01465 7190. Join the conversation. Liberals, before we went on that break, we were still analyzing how
I said politics is not dirty, but the players are dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tell you that it is dirty, it is not for clean
people. To keep you away.
So to keep you away, so you stay away. You consistently, in some cases, you see, I don't even, because there is no good choice to choose from, so mm-hmm. I don't even want to participate.
Mm.
So the deciders would be the one that would choose on the basis of their stomach.
Mm.
And then the politicians now came, they coined the word stomach infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So they use stomach infrastructure very well. And that's why on the day of election, they get to the polling unit, the people also, the voters, also see a day of election as an avenue to collect from politicians. You hear, oh boy, how much PDP they share, how much APC they share. They say, okay, PDP in this polling unit is sharing 5, APC 10. They say, oh, I just go for the 10. You go to another polling unit, they say, oh, APC is sharing 20. PDP is sharing 5. Say, no, but that 20 go do something for me. In fact, some people will take it upon themselves to go and be mobilizing others. Oh boy, come on, a 20 KO. Unlike before, where they say vote, and because they now know that INEC had minimized the process of snatching ballot boxes and the stuffing ballot boxes through collation. So they now spend a lot of money at the polling unit. So they tell you, you hear people going to mobilize. Come on, boy, they share money here. Unlike before, where you collect the money and say, I will vote conscience. Now they say, no, vote, snap, and come show me before we pay.
You have to verify.
With the connivance of security agencies who are there, who had been settled also, you see them by the corner. Say, oh boy, collect too. But there are some places where the people would say, look, today enough is enough, but how many of such places exist in Nigeria?
So Liberals, I was in Anambra and I covered the governorship election, and I was going to say this right after, that there are people who have decided to brave that particular...
That's what I'm telling you.
The Anambra people, I could see at 7 a.m., elderly people, middle aged, they came with their stools, mats. They were waiting for the electoral officials to, you know, set up.
Yeah.
And when they realized that the party members had come, what they did was they went to the people to say, "What are you giving us?" And they made sure they took everything that was being offered from every political party, but they knew who they were going to vote for.
Yeah, you see.
But that was a conscious effort. And it goes back to your question, how many people can be decided?
How many places?
How many parts of the country?
Yes, in every part of the country. And then also, mind you, in Anambra that you're talking about, you had a ruling party who also had a candidate on the ballot. They know that it was a fight between the ruling party and some forces from Abuja who also were bent on wrestling the state from the existing ruling party. And so there was this sympathy also for that existing ruling party. And you had a sitting governor who was also hell-bent on delivering his state. So, give or take.
So, you're talking sentiments and emotions.
Yes. All those things will come to play.
Okay.
Because we allow it. We, the people, the voters, we allow it come to play. That's why we don't even ask questions. We say, this is the ruling party. This is the opposition. These ones are Abuja politicians. So, that's, for me, let's begin to look at the individuals and say, what is this one offering? What has he offered before? When Buhari came, nobody asked.
Nobody.
They just said, even if that tissue paper, bring, come.
Make you
we go vote for
so
him.
So it was he.
Because it was that
anybody
bad.
Else but
Buhari consistently contested election. He would have 11 million votes in the north. But in the south, people didn't buy into all those sentiments until you had the Tinubu factor and the media, you know, bought into the sentiment. And then money was spent. Before the election was postponed. You saw Goodluck Jonathan, you know, visiting
imams,
everybody. Mm-hmm. Also, money exchanged hands. So, but at the end of the day, the APC also shared money. So it wasn't as if, but Nigerians were tired. They needed to lean in a particular direction.
Do you think we're still in that place? We will be in that place in 2023.
Do you know the complex part of it now is that in 2023, you have, unlike when you had two major strong political forces, now you have three
strong forces. It's a three horse race now.
You have north, south, north, west, and east. So, in all of that, unlike when you say, I will divide it into two, now you have three. A lot of people also are just, a lot of people just remembered now that the PVC could do something. Let's hope that all of these persons are able to collect their PVCs before the election.
Let me still ask the question I asked.
That's what I'm telling you. All of these are the analysis and indices that will determine whether it will play out that way in 2023.
I guess that the reason why Stretch is asking is because we somewhat seem to be in that place again where we're like, anybody else but this guy. Oh, we're tired. Oh,
no, anybody else but the existing ruling party.
That's what I'm saying.
But then, unlike before where people said anybody else but this one, when you had just two options, now you have three. People are saying, no, this third option is better than this existing two. But those existing two also, they have people who are pandering to Ezo's party on the basis of religion, on the basis of ethnicity. And so, unlike before, when people just say, you know what, it is not about religion or ethnicity. This is about service delivery.
Mm.
But now people will look at where is the candidate from. What religion?
That is what is being sold. Are we buying it?
I'm telling you, you in Lagos is different from the man in Argungu, the man in Ota, close by here. You know, so that's why I said the people, it rests squarely on the people. There's a lot of work to be done. These are people, these are behemoths that have been on ground since 20 years ago. So you don't expect that the people without a strong fight. The struggle is not a 100-meter dash. It's a marathon.
True that.
And so it is, people do not need to be fatigued midway. That's why they will tell you in politics, 24 hours is a long time in politics. So people need to consistently keep at it because these guys are also not sleeping. So they are not sleeping, they are moving around. Look at, shamelessly, Tinubu had to go visit Goodluck Jonathan. These are same people that they call names, you know, just seven years ago. Do you know why they are not visiting you and I? Because we have never really risen to the plates. We pander towards this leader. Why will somebody go visit Obasanjo? Because we still see Obasanjo, we compare them. As bad as Obasanjo was, Goodluck Jonathan came, it was even worse. And now, we complained about Goodluck Jonathan. Now we're having to look back and say, Goodluck Jonathan was even better. I pray that come 2020,
amen, before you finish that prayer,
2027, amen, won't be saying, oh, Buhari was as bad as, you know. So this, why would politicians pander towards these people if truly they believe that power resides with you and I? We have not risen to that level where they will believe. And I like the grand swell. But like I always say, it is not a 100-meter dash. It is a marathon.
Can we stay the course?
We need to stay the course. That's what I'm saying. We need to stay the course. If you do not stay
the course will stay you.
Forget to. Before you know it, these people will just come like that, and on the day of election, it will be like magic.
I mean, I just to throw that in, we've seen a Shekarau move base in the space of almost, let's say, less than 3 or 4 months.
Senator, former governor,
yes.
Senator.
Move from the APC to the NNPP and just recently to the PDP. Again.
Move from merged with APC.
Yes.
Move from APC to PDP.
To PDP.
Yes. PDP to, back to APC. Yes. Anywhere. Kwankwaso goes, he moves to the other side.
He moves in the opposite direction.
Yes, he moves in the opposite direction. Just for a brief period, he joined Kwankwaso, and that sends shivers down the spine of the current governor, you know, because if they had teamed together, he would have given him a run for his money. But because we, the people, usually consistently pander towards these people we call leaders, these superhumans we have created. So when they move, they'll tell you, I'm moving with my teaming supporters.
That's how a governor can say that this state, you will not get this state because I'm governor.
The Boyin state governor will tell you, no, this state belongs to, as if he's, you know, he's he has the mind of everybody. But because they know how they rig election. Even resident electoral commissioner, recently, Buhari said, will not interfere in the electoral process, will not allow people to use
money bags to influence
the process.
Mm-hmm.
But that resident electoral commissioner that conducted, and the national commissioner that conducted the Anambra election that you are eulogizing, do you think they are still in INEC? That tenure has expired and the president is sleeping. So now you
Well, most of them are waiting to be reassigned. I know that some of them
When the governors are already nominating people into INEC as resident electoral commissioners.
It's
so
crazy.
When you have the governors taking over the umpire, and then the people that, even a few that we said had credibility, that conducted elections that we believed in, their tenure, because of the laid back attitude of the government, their tenure had expired. The Senate is on recess.
Yes.
And
they're yet to
maybe
be confirmed.
By the time they come back, would have nominated politicians to, and then we are not looking in that direction.
At all.
That's
at
what
all.
I'm telling you at that all. It will be a tough fight. We are not looking in the direction of the umpire. We are all busy. We
will, looking at it's the, good, the politicians.
But we also need to spread our flanks. Look at all directions.
But also, there's quite a lot in the president can actually do himself.
That's not the president. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you have one president and then you have a National Assembly that is so corrupt, they will frustrate him.
Mm.
In 1979, Balarabe Musa became the governor of Kaduna State. He was the first governor in Nigerian history to be impeached. Became governor, but he didn't have the House of Assembly.
Mm.
For 30 days, this man, not now when the president can be 6 months, you don't have commissioners. For 30 days, this man didn't have commissioners. He would nominate commissioners, and the House of Assembly would refuse to.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, he was impeached.
Wow.
So that's why I am saying we need to start from, we need to spread this energy from the bottom to the top.
We need to
because
bring...
Because these former governors that are going to become... Make Senate retirement home.
They are going to.
They are not going there for
to do nothing. They are going to change. They are going to change stuff.
Well, we want to bring Lagos into this conversation.
Let's see how many
42
calls.
Minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, 01465-7190. And you can tweet at Nigeria Info on Twitter. Make sure you use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We want to hear from
I
you.
I remember you have 60 seconds to make your points.
What's Hello, good up, morning. Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's your name?
Just alive. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Uche.
All right, Mrs. Uche, go ahead.
Sir, what I want to say, this is the first time of...
Please walk away from your radio. Walk away from your radio.
This is a first time caller.
All right, welcome.
Sir, I heard what the guest said. So what I'm trying to say is quite a long that I wanted to. I've been calling in the radio, but it's not been working. This he talk about voting.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine this? This our Nigeria itself. I wonder human beings that is inside this Nigeria how their mind is. I saw one of somebody that went to morning strolling. Early in the morning, he said that he's not with his phone. He could have captured the number of the motor. They carry Abuja voters card. People, 270 pieces. Come to Lagos, throw it inside gutter and the road, by the side of the road, throw it inside gutter.
Okay.
He saw them inside bus, carrying the bag. Just they throw them like this. The motor, they run, they go.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We said 60 seconds. Because you do not have proof, that's just an allegation. We'll move on. Hello. Good morning.
What's up to Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris. The law. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Chris. I greet you.
Thank you very much. The law, is it possible they contract this guy that just retired from INEC, Akwaibom State
Mike Iginni.
Mm.
No, it is the power of the president, so at
The Nigerian president is so powerful. You hear the power, the president said, I will not allow money back to Ajak, whatever, right?
Yeah,
I know he's talking to
some plan.
He will not allow, but he has allowed credible hands to leave.
But he has a plan. He must have another plan.
The law, you know what? That is to tell you that our votes, they never count in some areas.
No, I don't.
He allowed them during that their primary.
I don't think you can
spend
say
your
that.
Money. But now, to be a Nigerian president,
I will not
allow those money back.
I don't think you can say that our votes will not count.
Everybody, I'm sorry, Chris, you have one vote. So if your vote is not going to count, you can speak for yourself.
Our vote will count.
Must count.
Our vote will count. That's why we need to all come out.
Vote.
Yeah, we
collect
have to.
Collect the PVC.
Yeah.
It will count.
It will. And it must count. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Turn off your radio.
Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it, please.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling for first time.
All right, what's
Go
your
ahead.
Name?
Obinna.
All right, Obinna, go ahead.
Nigeria serves only once. We are hanging on a tiny rope this time around. So now Nigeria, they are beginning to believe that their votes will count. I just hope our votes count. Because if our vote doesn't count, I don't know what will be our fate again.
I don't know.
I'm just praying our votes count. That's my own.
Make it count.
We have to make sure that it counts. It has to. It must count. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
My name is Mary Ann, he's Stretch.
Okay, sorry. You see, a lot of things are happening now that is new to us. The way our youth are going for their PVC must tell us that something is about to crop up. Mm-hmm. It is left for Buhari and his INEC to conduct free and fair election. If they don't, I don't know. That may be the end of this country.
The Nigeria bye-bye. Will not end.
Nigeria
thank you.
Cannot end now.
Thank
excuse
you so
me,
much.
Sir.
We get what he's saying, but the Nigeria will not end.
Turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio when you make this call.
Sorry, my radio is off.
It's all right, fine. What's your name, sir? Where are you
what's
calling
up,
from?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up? What's your name,
what's
sir?
What's your name, sir? Where are you
yeah,
calling from?
Yeah, my name is Kachi.
All right, Kachi.
Kachi, go ahead,
go
please.
Ahead.
So, I want to ask a question. With all these rumors, I know it's a rumor, not verifiable. I know Mariana also attacked me. Not verifiable. Are we sure that they're going to give us our voters' cards before that election period? Because actually, I lost my voters' card in 2019, so I've applied for a new one. But we are not getting any signal. Yes, I got the emails. There are emails that I sent. They're doing this, they're doing that. And we'll get another email when the voters' card are ready.
If it's any form of assurance, I got mine this year.
You got yours? Did you do it this year?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you're assuring me that we're going to get ours?
I am assuring you you'll get yours, yes.
Okay, no problems then.
Stretch is putting his head on the line
I
right am, now.
Because I got mine, I didn't
expect. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning, what's your name? Yeah, where are you calling from?
Is it Samuel?
Samuel, go ahead, please. You got 60 seconds.
But I think, first of all, I need to commend the Liberals there for his, that comprehensive analysis. In fact, he has really nailed it on the, on the point, you know. The point is, I think the owners lies on us. Number one, these people, they weaponize poverty.
True.
So to make people, when they staff people, so definitely the we now being at their mercy. So whatever thing they offer us, that's why people, they rush at it. Mm-hmm. And, you have to satisfy your tummy before anything. Mm-hmm. That's number one we need to know. Then secondly, but like you rightly said, the upper class, because they are that upper, so they are able to feel down there. Mm-hmm. And so they have no, those are kind of manipulative strategies, to turn us even against one another. But I pray this time around, we should be able to, be alert enough and go for what we want.
Okay.
Your vote will count. Stay by your vote. It has been counted in Ekiti State, counted in Osun State. Even this is the first vote. It's not laughable that even a sitting governor in Osun State will be saying that, the rig election, the rig his own election, sitting governor. So,
your 60 seconds is over. I'm so sorry. We all have to keep the time, all right? Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up? Good morning. Yes. Good morning.
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Paul. I'm calling from Aja.
All right.
Go ahead.
Barrister. I find it very difficult pronouncing your
name. Just say Liberus. Liberus is good.
Okay. Liberus for Shomo. Okay.
Paul, I greet you.
Thank you very much for the job you are doing.
Thanks.
My special greetings to everybody in the studio. I want to encourage all Nigerians to have faith. Our vote is going to count. Don't lose hope.
Yeah.
Everybody should come out during the time of election. Let us vote out this bad government so that we have a good government in time to come. Please, have the faith. What's up, Lagos?
All right, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. We have some messages. Let's quickly
go
to those messages.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you guys. His voice sounds like chocolate. That's you, Liberus. Being a governor is like driving a Korokwe for high purchase or whatever.
Higher purchase.
And transforming to be a senator is like having your own Korokwe. It's a simple mathematics and it's simply addition and multiplication only. No subtraction, no division. My name is Afrigogo from Balende. $10 million can finish, but not the ability to cure all sicknesses. Give me the ability and I will make...
I don't think that's for us.
Lots of messages here. Let's sieve through. Why is this absolute behavior?
keep up and continue the system. I don't get this. Let me go and read it. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, people. I'm loving today's topic because Liberals is here. Well, Fabian Chibundu has it for me. He is a confluent, eloquent. Okay, this one says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Mazi Nwankwo from IKD. Please, Mr. Shoma, Liberals, what do you think about the current dispensation and arrangements in the political structure and constitution that have ruined the Nigerian system? So there is nothing any angel from any political party and any tribe or religion can do to better or work for a true chance, because the system will never allow such magician and angel to work if truly has that in mind. Nigeria need a whole restructure in different ways. Let me let you address this
quickly. We truly need restructuring.
Okay,
but people will have to come and restructure it, and then Nigerians can't sit aloof and expect that it's an angel that will just come. We have to participate in the process.
Okay.
If you do not participate, then they will consistently detect and determine what happens. And then lastly, and that's why I say people need to consistently keep their eye on the ball. You've registered, ensure that you put pressure
to get
on INEC to get
PVC.
Decentralize the process of collecting PVC so it becomes easy. And then lastly, on the day of election, do you know what they do? On the day of election, you know, politicians have their catchment area. Mm-hmm. It's okay. This is your strong area, your opponent's area. This is your opponent's area. In some cases, because they know that votes count, they ensure that they disrupt materials in their opponent area.
Cause some form of
look
chaos.
At what happened in Okota. You know that a particular set of people live in Okota. The votes that will come from there might likely go to your opponent. So you just go there, disrupt the voting, and at the end of the day, simple majority that people will count, the electoral umpire will count. That's why we need to consistently ensure that Jaguda safe get oga.
All right, we have to go. Liboris Oshoma, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. We appreciate you and, of course, the conversations that we've had. So I think we're going to leave you with this, Lagos. If you haven't gotten your PVC, make sure you get it.
Find out
where your polling unit is. Find out where your ward is. And don't wait till it's election time. Join a political party today.
I remember Jaguda Self get Oga.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining the conversation. Don't forget, you can also, of course, send us messages or listen to a repeat of this show, of course, on our website. So go to www.nigeriainfo.fm. I'm Mary Ann Ocon.
And I'm Stretch.
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. And of course, Stretch, what is your
Stretch
handle?
Stretch Cool and Stretch Original, Instagram and Twitter.
For those who sent messages, we appreciate it. Unfortunately, we couldn't read it, but we have to go now.